Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Peeking out the window. Labor Day is looking real sexy right now.
How you doing, Labor Day?
What's up?
What up? I'm coming for you.
We love you.
Yes. Come a little faster. It's all right.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, social media guru Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
All right, check it out. Super stoked about what's going down today at 5 p.m. We want to hang out with you, Chelsea and I. Mm-hmm. Because we have our Skechers Back to School giveaway going down today at 5 p.m. And if you're a student, you already need some new kicks, or you're a parent, you have one or multiple children, you know that gets expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we're like, yo, let's hook up people with some sneakers. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me, what was it? I know we're only like a week or two, depending on what school district you're in, into back to school. But if you're anything like me, your shoes are already scuffed up.
Oh, yeah.
I made the mistake one year of getting all white shoes for back to school. And I was so excited because I looked on point, you know? One game of playing tag, one game of playing tetherball, one game of playing soccer on the concrete. They were done, bro.
Yeah.
They were done. I was at Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana. So here's the deal, guys. Today at 5 p.m., we are going to be chilling, giving out Skechers, okay? In Gardena. It's a Skechers Superstore in Gardena off the 405 freeway. The first 97 students that roll up will receive a free pair of Skechers shoes. Chelsea, you can never have enough shoes.
Oh my gosh, no. And especially that first pair you get at the beginning of the school year, like that's an important pair, you know? You want it to be different, unique.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot that goes into that.
Cool. We have all the info up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. We'll catch you today again. Skechers Superstore in Gardena off the 405 freeway. We'll see you then.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Throwback action, getting you ready for that Labor Day weekend party. Where you're going to be partying locally here or going out of town. By the way, the busiest time for traffic is between 4 and 6 p.m. today.
Oof.
Just FYI, try to go around that whole situation. But now that I said that, you're probably going to try to go around it, and then it's going to get more traffic. Have you ever thought about that? When you're like on Waze or Google Maps, and it tells you, hey, take this other route. There's traffic right here. You're like, but what if everybody else is going to be doing that now?
I'm just going to stay right here.
Right, I'm going to do the opposite. Watch me. All right, man. Kind of bummed out about this. What are your favorite clothing stores? Could be going bankrupt, Chelsea.
This is devastating for the shopping world, for fashion lovers like me. I've been shopping at the store for what feels like my whole life. Forever 21.
It's not forever.
No, it's not forever. It's preparing to potentially file for bankruptcy. It's the word in the street. Apparently, they've kind of been in talks for additional financing for a while now. They've been working with advisors to try to like restructure their 815 stores.
That
makes sense because you think about it. At every mall you go to, there's a Forever 21. Like, they're like, you know, a huge mall staple. But negotiations as of now have been stalled, so it's just not looking good for them. Apparently, in the last year, sales have dropped 20 to 25%.
Really?
Yeah. And the thing that's interesting is, like I said, it's a mall staple. So if Forever 21 starts shutting down stores, landlords of malls are going to have a hard time filling these stores.
Yeah. The only good news that come out of it if that space is taken by taquerias. We just have tacos al pastor inside the mall.
Nice.
And that would be so amazing.
That's just always where your head goes, you know?
Duh. Man, hopefully it gets saved. Because you know Toys R Us is trying to make a comeback too.
Well, yeah.
So hopefully we can save Forever 21 and keep it around forever. So go shopping there this weekend, all right? I'm really stoked about this. You guys know I love Hot Flaming Cheetos. That's like my go-to road trip snack all day, every day. Eva Longoria, however you want to say, is set to direct a Flaming Hot Cheetos biopic. And this is awesome because it's not just about the actual Cheeto, but it's about the creator of the Cheeto. And I got to meet him at the Canelo fight in Vegas this last time. Super awesome, super humble guy. His name is Richard Montañez. He's an immigrant from Mexico, and he was working as a janitor at Frito-Lay here in Rancho Cucamonga in the IE. And during his lunch breaks, he would just create his own recipe. It was basically like street corn recipe, like the cheese, the chile, and the limon, and mantequilla, and all that. And he would put it on Cheetos. So people would gather around and be like, yo, this is bomb. AKA, he created the Hot Flaming brand.
I mean, not all heroes wear capes.
You know what I'm saying? Some have Cheeto dust on their hands. And now, this is such an awesome story. Richard Montañez is a top executive for PepsiCo North America.
Mm.
So I'm excited about biopic coming out, representing a positive story about Latinos and immigrants. We need that nowadays for sure.
I'm just curious, what did you say to him when you met him? What do you say to the guy that created Flaming Hot Cheetos?
I showed him my body and I said, thank you for this. Thank you, carnal. Nah, man. I was like, yo, man, you're such an inspiration. I appreciate you doing such a positive thing for Latinos, for immigrants, and your glow up is real. I appreciate you. That's and he's cool. like, Akumi, what's glow up?
The Chelsea Report.
So Ed Sheeran just announced his retirement.
Akumi?
That's the wording he used, but don't freak out. It's really just basically an extended break.
Okay.
He says he plans to take a break from playing live shows for at least a year. The number 18 months has been thrown out there.
Right.
But good for him. He's been on tour for 2 years. He made the announcement while he was closing his Divide tour in London, basically saying the main reason why he's taking this break is to spend time with his new wife,
Absolutely.
Cherry. So.
And you know what? He did this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He went on hiatus, traveled the world with his girlfriend at that time. And I'm so happy that he does that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? To take that time away. And remember, I got to interview him around that when he finally came back. And he was like, yeah, man, I disconnected from the world, disconnected from my phone, social media, all the above, and was really trying to reconnect with who I am as a human being. And not Ed Sheeran the star.
Well, and as an artist, that's so, you need to do that, you know? And I think that used to be the trend with most artists. They take at least a year off before the next album. But now, I think just with the way they're releasing singles, it's they're kind of burning themselves out.
Like out of mind, out of sight. That's what they're afraid of, you know? But if you're good, you're good.
This is crazy. Right? His tour is the highest grossing tour in history. Rumor has it made about $750 million.
Damn, yeah.
Wild.
Good for him. Go enjoy that.
All right, could you imagine if you walked into school the first day and your teacher was Oscar award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey?
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Today in class.
I mean, what would you do? It could be true for some kids at the University of Texas at Austin because he's going to be a teacher, a professor. He's going to teach this one class called Script to Screen, which he says is the class he wishes he had in school.
Yeah.
And then I thought this was interesting. I guess they're going to study in this, the class, they're going to study two of his own films, which is funny. They're studying the Guy Ritchie project, The Gentleman, and then Jeff Nichols' 2012 movie, Mud.
There's no way you are going to be able to pay attention in that class.
Right?
At all. All I'm going to be thinking about is him being in a Lincoln car.
Yeah.
The entire time. Just driving around, cruising. You know what, man? My wife better not hear this. Janet.
She's in love with him.
That is her celebrity crush.
I still love it because he's like completely the opposite of you.
Thank you for bringing that up,
I
Chelsea.
I think is just so hilarious.
I appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, thank you. I am the opposite of Matthew McConaughey. He's hot.
He is.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay. I thought this was interesting, though, in the article that I was reading about it. They said that, of course, this doesn't mean he'll be there for every class, you know, but it just depends. And he's like kind of putting this out there. He's saying, you know, it just depends on my schedule, but we'll see how that goes down. So if you are in his class this year, I want to hear from you. I want to hear how that goes down.
Absolutely.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch the highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top 5 most streamed song in L.A. so you can add it to your playlist for this Labor Day weekend. Also, want to give you a shout out if you need some new kicks and you're a student. We're hooking you up today at 5 p.m. It's our back-to-school Skechers giveaway going down at the Skechers Superstore in Gardena today at 5 p.m. right off the 405 freeway. First 97 students that roll up, you'll get hooked up. All the info's up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Call in, text in, vent about your adulting fails. It's all good. Judgment-free zone, not 877-971-HITS. My boy Eric just told me about his adulting fail. It's actually him and his wife, Joanne. Shout out to them. Their kid goes to LAUSD. And they did the whole thing, like pictures, first day of school, posted on social media, all the above. Took their kid to school. We're all excited. They were a week late.
Stop.
I am not kidding you. They're part of LAUSD. They went to school this Tuesday instead of last week.
Oh, shoot.
But they were doing like the whole situation. It's like, how do you not get that right, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go to our phone lines.
Nessa from Long Beach, good morning to you. Go ahead and confess, vent about your adulting fail, and let it for to go, bro.
So, this was pretty recent. I had to change a tire that I got flat. Uh-huh. So, as I was changing the tire, you know, in my head, I thought, like, when you buy the tire, the rim comes with it.
Oh, shit.
So, I took it off and everything, and I left the rim on the side of the road, and I took the tire with me to the shop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I put the replacement on, and so I went to the body shop, and I'm like, hey, like, I came for a new tire. And they're like, yeah, where's the rim? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, well, we don't give you the rim with the tire.
No,
I went back to where I left it, rushing there, and it wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. It's also an adulting fail, too, because you were littering. Like, you were just like, I'll just leave this here. It's not my problem anymore.
I had to go back, and they charged me, like, an extra $150 or $200 bucks for the rim.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Plus the tire.
Nestor.
Yeah, I have to learn that way.
Wow, maybe you should get like AAA or something.
Yeah, that's probably what I need. They gotta help me out. You know, I guess you live and learn.
You live and learn.
Absolutely.
And yes, you did litter for a second, but actually it sounds like you blessed somebody with a new rim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did because I heard they can sell them or something for somebody.
I heard they can sell them
or something. Yo, Nestor, appreciate you, man. Did it feel good to vent about your adulting fail and let it for to go?
Of course.
There you go, man. I bet you can find your rim being sold right now at the swap meet in Paramount.
Oh, shoot.
Like, yo, that's my rim. Familia, check this out. Speaking about back to school, we are hooking you up with free Skechers today. It's our back to school Skechers giveaway going down at the Skechers Superstore in Gardena off the 405 freeway today at 5 p.m. Chelsea and I will be there.
Yeah, make sure you get there early because the first 97 students who show up will get a free pair of Skechers shoes.
Yes,
how cool is that?
I'm down with that. So again, it's at the Superstore for Skechers in Gardena right off the 405 freeway. All the details are on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
The word on the street that is that Joe Jonas may be jumping on Panini.
Mm-hmm.
With Lil Nas X. He said, welcome, jump on the sandwich. Let's go.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
You just took one of my entertainment stories. Thanks, Edgar.
Shut the front
really
door.
Appreciate it.
I didn't give details,
kidding.
Though. I didn't give
I know.
Details.
It's a little tease, right?
Just hijack Chelsea's
oh,
whole report.
Man, come on.
In like 5 seconds.
Kill
my bad.
Me.
Teamwork, baby. Teamwork. Adriana from Mission Hills. Good morning.
Good morning,
everyone.
Oh, what's going on here? There's multiple Adrianas. All right, guys, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to the UCLA game going down at the Rose Bowl versus San Diego State September 7th, all right? All you got to do is tell us what the name of this song is that DJ Majestic remixed based only on the lyrics. You only have 15 seconds to guess, though. Adriana, who's rolling with you? Who do you have as backup?
I have my 12-year-old Julian to help me guess and get it right.
You guys think you'll take DJ Majestic down because he's mad cocky? He's undefeated right now.
It's time.
We are determined. Yes.
What's your record,
DJ Majestic?
I'm like 12-0 this week. About to go into this weekend undefeated. So
did you say 12-0 this week?
Yeah, around there, right?
12.
We've only played like 3 games,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. This is like exaggerating. See,
I feel like it's 12-0 though.
Everything's getting inflated.
Damn.
We are going to break that. We
all
are
right.
Determined.
Okay.
Adriana, if you don't guess correctly, we got Desiree from Riverside. Desiree, what do you want to say to Adriana?
I mean, good luck, but I hope you lose.
Wow. Appreciate the positivity going into the weekend. Like it. All right, here it is. What's the name of the song? Don't get tricked by the beat. Here we go. DJ Majestic. I like this remix already.
Left it out.
That is going to sell it. Adriana, what is the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
It is ¿Cómo te llamas, baby?
Are you sure?
As
last chance. Last chance.
What is it? What is it? ¿Cómo te llamas?
No, but
I'm sorry.
No, we're not done yet.
Oh, 14 and 0.
extra time.
3, 2, 1. What's the name of the song? You got to give it to me. They're obviously right, not Googling.
Sorry, guys.
It. They're
it's,
obviously not Googling.
It's Con Calma.
Con Calma, Daddy Yankee. Desiree from Riverside, congratulations. You are the winner.
Woo! Thank you.
15-0, baby. 15-0.
I feel like.
This week. This
oh
week.
This week.
You know, we're going to play it once
it's
a day.
Like 7 days.
Oh, man. That was a tough one. But congratulations, Desiree. It's the rules of the game. You're going to the UCLA football game, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys. Coming up next at 8 a.m. sharp, we'll hook you up with tickets to go to Life is Beautiful Music and Art Festival with Post Malone, Lil Wayne. We got Billie Eilish performing, Hotel Stay, all kinds of good stuff.
The Chelsea Report.
You guys, it happened.
What's that?
Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has been nominated for a Country Music Award. I'm gonna ride
till I can't no more. That is the greatest news ever.
It's wild. Obviously, this is a big deal because of the Billboard chart controversy.
Yes.
Which, by the way, did make this song as big as it is today.
Oh, now you're going to take credit?
Well, no, but it did. You know, all the controversy around it. It's nominated in the category Musical Event of the Year, which honors collaboration. So if you know country music, he's up against Maren Morris, Garth Brooks, and Blake Shelton, just to kind of name a few. So it's interesting. I think the one thing is that, like, country stations didn't really play it. Some country stars came out and supported him, but like they didn't really welcome him into the country world. So for me, it's kind of like they obviously just want him to be a part of the show to get press, right?
Absolutely. They want the social media following to check out the CMAs to see if they're going to win or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. I think he should collab with Garth Brooks and do a remix of Achy Breaky Heart.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's get that together, Lil Nas X.
Achy Breaky Panini.
Hey!
Maybe. Who knows? I love it. I don't know. In other Lil Nas X news, Edgar.
Yes?
Do you want to deliver this one for me?
No,
you did
go
earlier
ahead.
In the show.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So we may be getting a Joe Jonas and Lil Nas remix of Panini.
What?
And this
you
is
don't say.
Yeah, it's funny because Joe basically tweeted, "Yo, my Old Town Road remix never made the cut." And Lil Nas X responded to him saying, "Hey, I'll let you on Panini. Let's do this kind of thing." So that could be fun. All right, Missy Elliott is asking for your help. Apparently, at the MTV VMAs just this week, she lost her diamond necklace, and I saw a picture, and those diamonds are big. So I'm sure it costs a pretty penny.
Here's what's crazy about that is, I don't know if it's like this in her situation, but a lot of times when celebrities go to award shows, they borrow.
Oh, yeah.
All that crazy
I'm
jewelry.
I'm sure that's what it is.
But as the jewelry owner, if you are from a store or jewelry or whatever, you gotta have insurance on that, right?
For sure. They
all
have
of a sudden
to
get lost. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. She posted on social media, though, asking her fans, look, anyone who was at the Prudential Center in New York on Monday, please let me know if you've seen it. She said she's even offering a reward to whoever returns it. So
that went down in Jersey. You got some stand-up people in Jersey that are for sure not going to try to sell that diamond necklace in the black market whatsoever. So I'm sure they'll return it to her for sure.
Yeah. So good luck, Missy. We're hoping that you find it for sure. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 8 a.m. sharp, we'll tell you how you can be at Life is Beautiful Music and Art Festival to party it up with Post Malone, Billie Eilish, Zedd, Lil Wayne, Janelle Monáe, Chance the Rapper, and many more. We'll hook you up with 3-day passes to the Life is Beautiful pool party as well, going down at the Downtown Grand Hotel and Casino, and a 3-night hotel stay at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You get to see this guy live. Mm-hmm. Posty. Are you down to help out students feel less anxious about this new school year? If you are, all you got to do is call in or text in and tell us the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in school at 877-971-HITS. Listen, a lot of pressure on students nowadays. Mm-hmm. School's just starting. To be perfect, don't do anything dumb. Don't trip over yourself because immediately you're going to get posterized as a meme.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go viral.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a scary situation where students are afraid to be themselves, afraid to mess up. And we want to help relieve that saying, hey, embarrassing things are going to happen to you. It's happened to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be okay. You're going to make it. For example, first grade.
Okay.
Back to school, first week. Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana, California. There's little Edgar. I've been here from Mexico for about 2 years so far. And I'm in school, and we have lunch, and I eat, I drink, whatevs. And I come back into class, I raise my hand, and I'm like, teacher, I need to use the restroom. And she said, no, you can't. That's what lunchtime is for.
That's mean.
For you to use the restroom. I was like, okay. So I just chilled and hung out. I really had to go.
Uh-oh.
So I just let it go.
Oh, little Edgar.
I legit, yes, little Edgar. Thanks, Chels. Facts, but whatever. So, like, not a lot came out because little Edgar. Anyways, I peed myself, guys, oh, in class, and I thought I could get away with it until my neighbor ratted me out. It's like, yo, Edgar just peed himself. So you can imagine how embarrassing that is. I'm in a new school, Garfield Elementary, off of Calle 4, 4th Street. I'm new to the country, and I'm like, yo, just peed myself, you know, because I wasn't allowed to go to the restroom. So my mom had to come. She was walking distance from some apartments in like Calle 4 area. She brought me some clothes and so on and so forth. But from there on out, for probably about a month or so, I was known as El Miado, which in English means the peed one.
Oh, my God.
Just cruise around. Ay, va el miado. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, what's up? So I would have become a hashtag, to be honest.
No.
But you know what? What happened is it created a movement because other kids were complaining about the same thing, and another girl peed her pants. And eventually my parents got involved, and even though they didn't speak the language, English, they came to the principal's office, and we had that policy change for that class. It was the wrong thing that she was doing, not allowing us to use the restroom after lunch.
Aww.
So it created a movement, and that was the beginning of me becoming a leader, y'all. And here I am on the radio, loving you guys. See? Chelsea, what about
you? That's awesome. Let me take you back to a little thing called ninth grade gym class. So it was right before class. I'm getting ready, putting my gym shorts on, and I realized I got my period.
No.
It's one of those embarrassing stories. I got my period, and it was the first time. I didn't have anything to, like, deal with it. You know, I didn't have any, like, tampons or anything. So I went to the bathroom and put, like, a wad of toilet paper in there because what else do you do, right?
Yeah.
So we go to gym class. We're sitting around. We're sitting in a circle doing, like, sit-ups, and I'm just kind of, like, going through the motions, whatever. I stand up, you guys. Look to the ground.
No, Chelsea.
The wad of bloody toilet paper is in the middle.
Did you have to be?
And it was one of those moments where literally, like, time stopped. My whole body got hot. I made eye contact with my gym teacher, and I ran out of the class. What do you do? And, like, my crush was in the class and everything. I literally stayed in the locker room until, luckily, it was, like, the last class of the day. I stayed in the locker room until, like, everyone left school because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. So, but look at her now. She's telling a story on the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, but in real talk.
Yeah.
What's your encouragement? What's the positive spin on you for this, Chels?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, these embarrassing moments, they happen to everyone. I feel like, if anything, it made me more compassionate to people. Like, I'll never make fun of anyone for having an embarrassing moment.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we all have it. I feel like it adds character to you. You can sit there and kind of now look back and laugh on it. And I got through it.
There you go, guys. You always get through it, and better days are to come. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Your most embarrassing thing that happened to you. Dana from Pasadena, good morning. What's your crazy embarrassing school story? So you can help out other students realize the fact that, look, embarrassing stuff is going to happen to you, but it's not the end of you.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It was so embarrassing. I must have been, like, in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Had to be a girl's worst nightmare. Seriously.
What happened? Did you fart out loud?
No. Okay. No.
So, for a long time, girls used to tell me they don't fart. So
yeah, we
whatever.
Don't.
Okay, so, like, well, I was just developing then, so I stuffed my bra with some socks and tissues.
No!
Oh, shoot.
And because, you know, I wasn't filling it out right, you know, and I went up to write on the board because, you know, you're like, oh, give your answer or whatever it was. And as I was writing, oh, my God, the tissue popped out. It was so obvious. I was so embarrassed. People were laughing. I ran out of the class.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of what happened to me, except for I had tissue coming out of a different body part.
Yeah. And people thought you were dying.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dana, so what'd you do after that?
Well, I actually had to run back in the classroom, too, to get my stuff. And I ran back out. But, you know, you just make it through those things. People tease you for a while, but then eventually they move on to some other target.
Dana was a little popular during cold season, but other than that, it was all good, right, Dana? You're good nowadays, right?
I'm fine. And things are fine there, too. So
it came through.
There you go. Dana, thank you for sharing your story. We love you and have a great Labor Day weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Kara from Montgomery, what's the embarrassing thing that happened to you in school?
Sophomore year, we had a really nice but boring nun for math class. I fell asleep. So I'm trying to take some Z's. The guy behind me, I fall asleep and I think I farted. Like, I'm like,
you're a sleep farter. And you found out the hard way.
And it wasn't like, but I'm like, okay, it's not like a large one. It was just kind of like a, and I'm like, no, I didn't do that. So homeboy behind me, I go back to sleep. Homeboy behind me goes, hey girl, did you fart? Like in the middle of the class. And I'm like, No, he didn't,
right? But listen, guys, listen how much fun she's having telling us that story. Right? Obviously, she's fine nowadays. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, embarrassing things are going to happen to you, whether you're at school, even us as adults, embarrassing things still happen. Chelsea, you're talking about, you're mad clumsy.
Every single day. I fall, I trip, have a snot rocket. I don't know. Who knows? It happens. Yeah, it happens.
You took me out on that one. Whatever it may be, don't allow that to define who you are. It happens to everybody. Make fun of yourself first. Mm-hmm. Laugh at yourself. It's all good. Don't take yourself so seriously, all right?
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy day before Friday. Labor Day weekend looking real good. Shout out to Khalid. He's going to be putting on some amazing work this Labor Day weekend. September 1st, he's got his benefit concert going down in El Paso. El Paso, Texas, to be able to help out the victims of the shooting. So, shout out to Khalid, man, doing amazing things. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
So, yesterday we reported that French Montana went off on his security guard in the streets of NYC.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we know what really happened.
Okay, why he went off.
Yes, I got the tea coming up next around 8:50.
Thank you. Also, if you're looking to get some new shoes for back to school, or you already scuffed up the ones you got a week ago, I've been there, done that. We're giving out free shoes today. Hear all the details.
The Chelsea Report.
Mike Posner can't stop, won't stop. He is back, finishing his walk across the U.S. I took a pill in Ibiza. So excited for him. He had to take 3 weeks off because he was bit by a baby rattlesnake.
It's crazy.
And
yo,
he literally had to learn how to walk again. Like, I've been following him on social. It's kind of insane. Like, he actually showed the bite and like how swollen his leg was. It looked nasty.
Yeah. He had to be helicoptered into a hospital in Colorado where he got bit. And like, it's wild and just shows his willpower.
Oh my gosh.
Not to make, after that happened to you, how many people would continue?
Like,
nah, I'm good. I'll fly.
Yeah, he's picking up right where he left off. In an Instagram video, he basically like points to the exact area where he was bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's where I was bit, not letting it keep me from keeping on with my trip. So let's do this.
As many of you know, I got bit by a rattlesnake. About 3 weeks of recovery after I crossed Colorado. Then I walk across Arizona, walk across 40 miles in Nevada, walk across California, and get 2 feet in the Pacific Ocean. Keep going. Wow. I got 2/3 of this done.
Yeah. He's already walked 1,787 miles.
Damn.
And he plans to do 2,833.
Get it, Mike Posner. I love how he's visualizing the reward, putting his feet in our Cali Ocean.
Yes.
Get it, bro.
So
get
cool.
It.
So good luck to him. A little update on French Montana, the story we talked about yesterday, where footage of him went viral. He was on the streets of NYC, got into a yelling match with his bodyguard. His bodyguard really wasn't yelling back. It was just him yelling at his bodyguard. He also slapped the phone from the hands of a person who was videotaping the whole exchange that was going down. Well, French is now speaking out about the incident and explaining exactly what went down, because we didn't know. Even yesterday, we're like, we think this is what happened.
Yeah, is he going off on security and other people on his team just yelling at them like they're little kids, straight up?
Well, he did an interview with Power's Angie Martinez, and this is what he had to say.
No, and I'm saying, no, we had went to the to the strip club. Then my boys just started arguing. Next thing I turned around, they started fighting. Then I'm telling my security's in the car asleep. I don't blame him, though.
Because you had him out all night.
Yeah, so I don't blame him, but it's like, I shouldn't be the one breaking up a fight.
He's like, I don't blame him. I mean, we were up all night.
People on his own team are fighting.
I know.
And he's looking for a security guard like, security, security. Help a brother out. My man is snoring in the car.
Oh, my
So he had to step in. Yeah, we feel you, because French isn't really like that. I know he had a crazy past, right, DJ Majestic? You know a lot about French in his come up, bro.
Yeah, growing up on the East Coast, a lot of people that were in the streets, they're just like, French is the real deal. So I feel like he's been past all that stuff. He went through it all like while he was coming up, and now he just kind of takes life as fun and all that stuff. Uh-huh. So it was crazy to see him go off like that.
But when he means business, yeah, he means business.
Let's go
so
get it.
There you have it. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We're almost there. Labor Day weekend just around the corner. Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. Edgar and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Man, one of the blessings that we get to have working on the radio is we get to partner up with really cool people like Skechers and be able to create concepts like this where we get to give out free Skechers shoes today to students. And I'm super stoked. Chelsea and I are going to be at the Skechers Superstore in Gardena right off the 405 freeway today, hooking up with free shoes.
Yeah, and the first 97 students who show up actually get free shoes.
Yes.
So get there early. Yeah. We'll hang out with you, and then you'll walk away with some new sneaks.
I'm down with that. All right, speaking about back to school, familia, Sasha Obama has officially chosen what university she wants to go to. I can imagine pretty much all the Ivy League, any university would be like, yo, please come to us. It's going to give us some great marketing and branding.
First off, this makes me feel really old because I feel like I just remember her as such a little girl in the White House. So it's crazy that she is going to college now. And, you know, her sister, Malia, goes to Harvard. So like you said, the Ivy League schools. And this is a very proud moment for me because she's going to the University of Michigan. Hey.
Get it, Chelsea.
How cool is that?
You didn't go to the University of Michigan.
I did not.
But,
but I am she's from Michigan.
She's like, but I used to drive by it all the time.
I know.
Yo, you should have seen me. I would say what's up. People would say what's up back.
But still, representing Michigan, that's it's such a cool thing. And she's been spotted there this week for freshman orientation. And I guess she's been, you know, her Secret Service member is following her around. How weird would that be?
I was thinking the same thing. If you're trying to date her.
Oh my gosh.
At what point, like, the Secret Service, how much info is Secret Service delivering over to mom and dad?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like, you know, the moment she meets you and starts hanging out with you, the NSA is all over you.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, my gosh. I was a wild child in college, too. Like, I can't imagine. Maybe I wouldn't have been such a wild child if I had a Secret Service member following me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Malia's a little crazy. She's been spotted at, like, festivals being, like, wilding out, which I just appreciate.
Chelsea, last question.
What?
Let's say you did go to the University of Michigan and you're in college right now. Do you think after they would do a background check on you and go into you, they would allow you to be her friend?
Yes. I'm cool. Right, guys? Right? 89% that Bia, according to Lizzo's test.
Oh,
so
yeah. You did Lizzo's DNA test.
That's a big test.
Yeah. Wish her all the best going back to school. Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. We out.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.